Hey guys, it's Trevor.
Yep.
And that's Dave that said yep. We went a little long on this one, so we decided to cut it into two parts. That's that. So if it stops suddenly and then there's a work, it means you're going to hear the rest next time.
Yeah, if it stopped and then there was a work, and then a whole week goes by and then it continues, that's all that happened, is that we've cut it into two parts.
We were not murdered partway through.
You love her. You cherish her. But let's face it, she's a lot.
I can't eat anything here.
Because she's provocative. Because she's magnetic. Because there's always something.
There's nobody good here.
You give her the sun, the moon, and the stars. But for now, give her something to distract her. Cartier presents the diamond-encrusted fidget spinner. 14-karat gold, embedded with princess-cut diamonds, designed to calm her because she, quote, has anxiety.
So fast.
You do you and her do that.
I'm balancing it.
She's vivacious. She's feisty. She told you she's thinking of opening a restaurant. And you're like, I guess.
Inventory.
It's your best toast.
Yeah.
To be, all right, let's try again. Don't drink. You should have drank
yeah.
Because we did. Cheers. To another episode of the Busterstlorg.
It's hard to say.
Just do good toast.
Okay, yeah.
Cheers.
Yeah. To winning at.
Not winning. That's Charlie Sheen.
Oh yeah.
Got to do a different one. What do you call it when it's like a solid, there's something solid in your way, but you can see outside, but you can't go through it, and it's like glass.
Prison.
Alright, try again.
Yeah. Two, recording on a microphone.
Okay, no, you stuttered a little bit there.
Alright.
Okay, two, Janet. From Dave, your friend David. It's been a long time since we talked. Maybe it's just been all these years that I've just been thinking about it. Maybe there never was anything. But when I think about those few nights that we had years and years ago, it just seems to me like maybe there was something more and maybe we let it go. And maybe in the grand scheme of things, you and I were the ones who were meant to... I don't really like that one either.
Yeah, so...
Try again.
All right, try again. To getting lit.
To getting lit. There we go.
We got it.
Cheers. To getting lit.
As fuck. Speaking of getting lit.
Yeah.
I moved.
Hit that one worst way possible.
Yeah.
Huh? And that's because I know what your transition there was supposed to be.
Yeah.
Speaking of getting lit.
Yeah.
I moved and there was a party and we got lit
yeah.
at the party.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I see how it tied all together.
Yeah, it all tied together.
But that was bullshit for our
yeah.
listeners.
Right. Yes.
See, we're bad at this toast thing isn't working. Your segues aren't working.
Yeah.
I think just fundamentally speaking, we're bad at podcasting.
I think we might be bad at podcasting.
Well, shit.
Oh, shoot. Well, it's a good thing that, I only, quit my day job in an angry way by throwing things.
Burned
and
that bridge.
Shitting on my boss's desk.
Shat on that bridge.
Yeah, I shat all over that bridge, so. I guess we just keep doing this and...
Well, yeah, I made 400,000 t-shirts.
Yeah.
Dude, I had to get a mortgage.
What are we going to do? And you had to lie about having that house.
I know.
I was like, this is going to be bad for us if we can't do this.
I had to take all that paperwork from my uncle.
Yeah. He's fucked.
He is
unless
fucked.
We're successful as podcasters.
Yeah, unless I make back the mortgage money with these t-shirts.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Never take out a mortgage to sell t-shirts.
Yeah, so to get your... Palmcast t-shirts. Luxaboring.net. Is you get them there? Get them
square.
A square.
Nice.
So, yeah.
That seems like a pretty good little tagline.
I like it.
Get them there. Get them square.
Get them there. Get them square.
All right. So yeah, you moved.
Yes, I moved.
Which means, sadly,
yes,
that the last week's episode was the last time that we ever recorded or ever will record in. The old puke green Tonightman studio.
Yep. Oh, and here's the best part of that. So
here's the best part of that.
I moved out of that place, I bought the curtains that were in that house. So when I moved, I just took all the curtains down and the rods and stuff, and I packed them up and I brought them here. And I realized that the window in my room is teeny tiny.
It's the size of a microwave.
Good call. Yeah. And then I looked around the house, and the windows in the house are giant. Anyways, long story short, I brought them back to her and went in the house to show her how to put them up, and she had already painted, and it's no longer a vomit green apartment.
Already?
Yeah.
Okay, that was a very long-winded story. I was about to...
Yeah. I could have just went and said I paid a visit.
That was a horribly boring story for you guys, I'm sure, but wow.
Yeah.
That puke green little apartment isn't puke green
It's not
anymore?
Puke green
what
anymore.
What color is it?
It's white.
So much better.
Yeah.
Is it, like, kind of, like, nice?
Yeah,
So she must have painted over, like, the Sharpie on the boards?
Yeah, and she decided, like, she just painted before she moved in, because she was living with her mom before, so she could still live there a few days, so she decided to get that done before she moved in. And, yeah. And she got rid of the bed that was in there, and...
Wow.
Yeah,
it looks so much harder than you.
Oh, yeah.
You never tried for 1 second.
No, not at all.
Yeah. In fact, the only thing you ever did was take away from that house.
Yeah, it's true.
I did produce
a hit web series in that house.
You did produce a web series that gets us hit on the street.
Yes, that's right. Yeah, that's what I meant. Yeah.
I get hit a lot these days. Yeah. Now I get smacked in the side of the head, too, for the podcast.
Yeah, yeah. 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 So it's like double whammy, I guess.
Double wham.
Double.
In the head.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I get hit a lot.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, so I moved in with the guys, and it's been pretty great.
You've moved in literally with a rival podcast.
Yeah, with our number one rival podcast, and now I live here.
Yeah, ask me how I feel about it.
How do you feel about that?
Bad. Just
make how do you feel?
Make it sound like that I'm not asking you to ask.
Oh,
me.
So like I'll edit it the part where you ask me.
Yeah. But if you do that, don't leave in the part where you say you're going to edit out the part where you...
Right.
There's no hope for this discussion anymore. Good. But ask me what I think about you moving in with a rival podcast, The Spooked Boys.
Hey, David, I have a question for you that I thought of myself.
Oh, sure, Trevor. What is your question?
My question is, how do you feel about the fact that I live with the host of Spooked Podcast?
I'm very supportive of you. I hope you're happy.
Oh. Is that how you really feel?
I hate you. Yeah. I hate them. I hate this house.
Yeah.
I hate that the Tonightman studio isn't the color of vomit after you've eaten creamed peas.
Yeah.
I just don't like anything about this whole situation.
Yeah.
I think that you smell. I think this house smells. I think that your little microwave-sized window smells.
Oh.
I think that I think that it looks way better.
Yeah, it looks a lot better, hey?
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah.
And I hate you.
Oh.
How do you feel about it?
That's pretty good. Yeah. No, it's cool. it's a longer commute to work, but other than that, you know, it's nice.
It's a longer commute to work, and you have to sleep with your nose nuzzled up in Colin's armpit.
That's
every
true.
Night.
Every night. Oh, and Cody,
because you guys share a sleeping bag.
Yeah, I'm sure we do.
Yeah,
I'm usually too drunk to remember where I sleep. So.
Well, I'm not because I watch through the windows every night.
Oh, right.
You
right,
and Colin
right.
sleep in the same sleeping bag that gets hung from a hat rack.
Yeah, that's true. Cody,
like little baby kangaroos.
That's true. Last night, Cody made me watch You Don't Mess with the Zohan.
Oh, that's the Adam Sandler.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did anybody mess with him?
They tried, but you don't want to do that. They had this like running gag in the movie, which I don't recommend watching it because of not funny. But they had the running gag, I guess in quotes, where like I guess they'd seen other movies and thought, oh, running gags is a thing we should do. We're going to have him eat hummus a lot. That's it.
That was the joke.
He just ate a lot of hummus.
Yeah. So it's just something you can notice
if
you decide to?
Yeah. And at the end, he had to put out a fire and he somehow had a bucket of hummus that he could shoot out of a hose.
Cool.
Yeah. And so today we went to the grocery store, and Cody picked up a tub of hummus, and then he'd point at it, and we'd all laugh really loud. Oh, hummus.
That's the saddest evolution of an inside joke I've ever heard in my life.
Yeah.
I don't know, you can mess with
it. So I guess, having roommates has its pros and cons. Like, I never would have watched You Don't Mess with the Zohan.
What does pro stand for?
Professional?
What does con stand for?
Con is short for conviction, and pro is
professional versus conviction. Yeah. That's what those lists are.
Yeah.
You sure it's not prolapse and concave butthole?
Oh, that's a good question.
Because those are opposites. I feel like that's what...
We're going to put a poll on Twitter.
Hey, everybody, head on over to Twitter and check out our poll. Does pro and con stand for professional and conviction?
Yeah.
Or does it stand for prolapse and concave asshole?
So let us know. Let us know on Twitter or in the comments below.
That's my favorite running gag in this podcast.
That's basically a hummus gag. Yeah. It's just a thing we say it's not a joke. It's just we've said it more than once.
Well, it is a joke.
It is, yeah.
Because there's no comment below.
Everyone's
listening to a different place.
Yeah.
It's not, they're probably on iTunes podcast, so there's no comment.
Yeah.
So I wonder if it's to our prolapse or to our detriment that we explain our jokes immediately after making them on this podcast.
I think that's for... I think it's a professional because people might not be up to date on how jokes work.
That's true. They may not have caught it. So that's a little life hack.
Yeah.
Is if people don't get your joke, you can just explain it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then everyone wins. Yesterday at work, I made a joke and then I looked at them after I made the joke, and I was like, come on, that's funny. Nobody? Come on.
This happened today, doing horrible inventory. That's where I was today, and I'm grumpy because of it.
Yeah.
I should have a day at work, and it was real long. Cheers.
To grumpiness.
To Grambleconsk.
To Grambleconskies. Oh, man.
We're bad at toasts. Mm-hmm. So today at inventory, it's the very end of the night, and I'm super annoyed that we're still there.
Because
it went way later than it needed to. And so when I talked to my boss, I'm like, hey, can I go?
Yeah.
And she's like, yeah, you can just go. Go ahead. Go. Yeah. You can go, David. So as I'm leaving, everyone's like sitting in the back, and they're all like gathered around where the food is. Like, there's a whole bunch of the employees were there. And as they're walking through, I'm like, I'm going home, like an asshole.
Yeah.
And one of the like smarmier, more clever girls was like, good. Yeah. And everyone had a little chuckle. And then as I was walking back out with my bag and stuff, I had my fidget spinner and someone asked me about it. So I was talking for a second. And then the girl who said that to me, she's like, okay, cool, I'm going. And I yelled in her face, good! And everyone was like shocked because it was so loud. Such a tiny little building. It just echoed.
Oh, that's amazing.
It was great. God! I screamed it in her face. You know when you get to like deliver your own karma?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Like when someone pushes you and you're way bigger than them, you just push them over?
Yeah.
Hey, fuck you. That's what I think.
Yeah.
That's a very accessible. You know, like when someone pushes you?
Yeah.
And then you push them over because you're bigger?
Most people get that. Everybody's been pushed by somebody smaller than them. except for the smallest person alive.
Well, no, they got pushed by someone smaller than them, and then when they pushed them over, the small person died.
Yeah,
and they became the smallest.
Sense. Yeah.
And then they went and pushed someone else.
It's like a dominoes effect.
You kill the smallest person in the world, and then you just gotta push someone.
Yeah. Story old as time.
Tale as old as time,
that's
song as old as rhyme, pushing over the smallest person in the world and then becoming him. Anyway, so you moved.
That's a Disney movie.
Lilo and Stitch.
Lilo and Sims.
Lilo and the Sims 2.
Yeah, good movie. Yeah, I moved. I'm in the east end of Toronto now, most of my friends refer to it. We don't go that far east.
Yeah. We're not going to hang out with you anymore because of where you live.
Yeah.
Exclusively.
You live east of Yonge. Okay, bye.
Yep. And that, like, I experience that in a way.
Yeah.
Because I work far down in the beaches, far east of that. When I talk to people there, they're like, hey, how do you get to the street that's, you know, a few blocks away? I'm like, honestly, I'm not sure because I'm from the West End.
Yeah.
Like, oh my God. Why are you here?
Yeah.
You know, like, they don't get it.
It kind of feels like a different town, like...
It's a fucking different town here.
Yeah.
100%. 100 fucking percent.
Yeah. Right? It's crazy. That's why, like, my thought was to try to get, like, another job, like, further east, but I don't know. I want to have some excuse to keep going west.
Yeah, and that'll put you very close to my house.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it, like, my work is right by where you live
now.
Yeah,
exactly.
You know,
yeah.
So.
And I do really like my work, so might as well keep that long commute going.
And I was about to make a point that it's by, like, a dozen marijuana dispensaries in Toronto.
Yeah.
Like, but so is every place in
Toronto. Exactly.
Yeah, it's...
Yeah, that was like, I saw Carmen Esposito.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
And for a live taping of her podcast, and she was like, why are there so many marijuana dispensaries? Like, is it legal here? And someone in the front row was like, eh, sort of.
What? Yeah,
there's
exactly.
There's stores everywhere and it's just sort of legal?
I was like, well, okay, let me clarify. It is illegal. And we hope it will be legal soon.
Yeah. She's like, that is not how laws work.
Yeah. I'm drinking faster than I might have normally because I'm coming down from like a stressful day.
Yeah, I hear that. I had a stressful weekend myself.
Mm-hmm.
As some of you may know,
Oh, yeah.
I am a waiter and a host at a restaurant. And
which he does as on a volunteer basis
yeah.
for charity.
But no, I was a Friday night. I was offered a serving shift on Saturday morning, and there was no way I was going to say no to it. Like, because I want to be a full time server at some point, so I don't want to. If I can, I don't want to turn down a serving shift.
Serving versus hosting.
Yeah,
that's the drama, right?
Yeah,
prefer to be serving.
Yeah,
yeah, okay.
And so I took the shift, and it was my first brunch shift, and it was a super hot day, and we have a patio.
Let me correct the terminology.
Yeah.
It was a super beautiful day, finally,
yeah.
after a rainy, shitty,
that's
cold
true. Yeah.
spring season.
Yeah.
So and everyone was out
everyone,
on the patio.
And it was, because we're by Trinity Bellwoods,
everyone's
and there was
out.
The massive
yard
sale
that
day.
Yeah.
So it was, like, super busy, and it was a lot of people who have never been there before.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just, like, running around like a chicken with his head cut off.
That's why there was a shift.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Because someone just, like, over the week, knowing that was coming, just, like, got more and more anxious. And they just had to, like, I have something else to do.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And it was insane.
You're, like, coming down from a little bit.
Oh, yeah. And then I did that. And then we had our housewarming party that night. And
okay.
then I drank a lot and was hungover for my shift the next morning, which was a host shift.
Okay.
And
I'm understanding this.
Yeah. Way. And then it wasn't as busy, but it was still pretty busy. Mm-hmm. And it was hell.
So like two of those fucking days in a row.
Yeah. And I was just like losing it near the end. Was today like kind of a shift where it's like you have to work? Like I know you don't.
No,
need to work,
no. Yeah. No, it wasn't. My boss owns four other franchised.
Yeah.
So her staff.
Do you want me to beep out the name of your company?
I'm not gonna say it, but like,
yeah,
I'm sure I've said it before. Like,
you just said it now.
Oh, I did.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Damn, that disappeared out of my head immediately. I don't know. Anyway, so like, she's got four stores.
Yeah.
And everyone at those stores has basically the same job, so she can rotate them around as need be.
Yeah.
So I wasn't my store. It wasn't that inventory. It was an inventory for another store, the smallest and least busy of the four.
Yeah.
So it's like an extra day, and it's inventory. So I'm not going in to help customers and do a shift at a store.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm going in to like hold a scanner and go doot count doot count all day.
Yeah.
Or until the whole store is done, and it's the smallest of all four.
Yeah.
So I figured this is perfect.
Yeah.
You know, I'll get an extra shift, extra money.
Yeah.
I get all my meals paid for.
Yeah.
It's a good day. And, like, I'm hanging out with everybody from all the four stores, and, like, we just laugh, and it's a good day. Right? And then it turns into, like, you stay 3 hours later because, you know, it's like, well, I got them here. Might as well make them sad. You know, kind of deal.
Yeah.
So, hated every second of it, and I learned a valuable lesson about initiative.
Yeah.
Don't ever have it.
Yeah, don't take initiative. Well, it's funny, like, being in the house now, and we have Netflix on the main TV in the living room.
Yeah.
So we all just like watch whatever shows we're doing at the time, and then the rest of us will just like come in and start watching it with you. Like,
yeah.
And so like
I walked into an Orange is the New
Black. So yeah. Cody was watching Orange is the New Black, and I haven't seen up to that season yet, but I just like sat down and
watched
it.
It's not Can I just talk about that for a second? That, like, gives me something I want to say.
Yeah.
Is, like, I'm kind of getting to a place, not with every show, of course.
Yeah.
But, like, I kind of like to sit in, like, a little late, you know? Yeah. A bit of a spoiler on something that's going to happen later, because that's going to kind of draw me in.
Yeah.
And I think you can still really enjoy a show to see how they get to that big spoiler.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
If you start watching a show and you're introduced to this meek little kid named Jeff or whatever.
Yeah.
And then you hear a spoiler, you know, like, from, like, four seasons later where... You know, Jeff, like, throttles his dad and strangles him to death or something.
Yeah.
And you look at him from the first season, you're like, holy shit.
Yeah.
That's a huge spoiler, but now I get to, like, watch knowing that. Like,
yeah.
I think that's interesting, too.
Yeah, it is.
You know? Like, not... If your show is dependent on you didn't know this, and when you find it out, it's good then.
Yeah.
You know? If it's completely dependent on that, all the spoiler, you know, all of the little twists that happen. I don't know. That's the best. It's the coolest show in the world.
Yeah,
because then it's not rewatchable if you need to be surprised.
Yeah, exactly. Right? Yeah.
So I don't mind getting a spoiler here and there, because sometimes I find, like, the spoilers make me want to watch.
Yeah, I think. You know? Yeah, you're right. Yeah,
like I've seen spoilers for, like, shows that I don't watch at all that make me want to try the show out.
Yeah,
you know, like. You learn in season, like, this happened a little bit to me in, like, later Game of Thrones when I'd only seen the first two seasons. I heard it's, like, a cool thing was going to happen. I'm like, that sounds pretty, that's awesome.
Yeah.
I'd love to see that built up so that that could happen.
Yeah.
And then I watch and I'm really satisfied and it's really good and you kind of forget a little bit. And then sometimes the way that it happens is amazing. So I don't know. I'm going to, like, I'm speaking out a little bit right now against, like... spoiler hate.
Yeah.
It's like, people want to talk about shit because they're jazzed.
Yeah.
And people want to make memes and people want to share that shit and people search it the minute after they watch.
Yeah.
Right? So, I don't know. Yeah. It's a huge part of taking in media is learning about that media before you've seen it.
Yeah.
I'm not totally against it. I'm not that bothered.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which
except for Walking Dead.
Yeah, I was going to say, and also, which brings me to, I just want to talk right now about the final episode of Westworld. At the end of Westworld, Anthony Hopkins... yeah, I deserve that. Anthony Hopkins cuts off his own... cuts off the prisoner, the prison guard's face, and he puts it on his own.
I should have known. As soon as you started focusing on Anthony Hopkins, it was going to be a horrible joke. Yeah. But I couldn't. Mm-hmm. It made no sense to me.
Yeah.
Because I needed to slap you for...
Yeah.
How you love to fuck with me about spoilers. Yeah. And I invited it.
I probably shouldn't play with a plastic creaky toy.
Yeah, you picked up a thing. I was about to slap you again.
I don't know. I just felt like fiddling. Where's my fidget spinner? Let's talk about fidget spinners.
I'd love to talk about fidget spinners. And I'm not even joking. I'm going to take mine out. You got yours?
Yeah.
Cool. They kissed. All right. So, we got fidget spinners on the same day, and that day was supposed to be a day that we recorded a podcast. So, what happened is, Trevor and I had a standing date to get together last Monday.
Yeah.
And 1 week ago today.
Yeah.
And record some podcasts and talk shop a little bit, right? And instead, we just probably both got up in the afternoon and didn't speak. And I went out to the mall to get some stuff.
Yeah.
And I saw a cell phone case kiosk that had fidget spinners.
Yeah.
And I was walking by, I had, like, pillows in a bag. I was, like, walking by, and I'm like, and the guy sees me looking at him, and he's like, you want one, don't you? And I'm like, yeah. Is there a brand, or is there something I should look for? And he's like, no. And the reason is, because fidget spinners are simple as shit.
Yeah.
There's nothing to improve.
Yeah,
technology
exactly.
is, like, at its cheapest already.
Yeah.
So people make them for, like, 50 cents, charge you $10, and it's a perfect thing, and everyone wants one, so it's perfect. So I bought one. I went home completely expecting to get shamed by Jody, to get shamed by you, to get shamed by all my friends.
Yeah.
So I decided to own up right away. Cop it on the chin to steal a... steal that from Auntie Donna. That's where I heard it.
Is that
Australian? Do people say
that? I don't
know. Cop it on the chin means, like, it's that's my bad.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they say that a lot. Yeah. I think that's an Australian saying.
Must be,
I really like it.
Yeah.
They also say, like, heaps. You know, rather than, like, tons, you know, they say heaps. I like that, too. So I bought it, brought it home. I'm like, I'm just going to, you know, take this one for the team.
Yeah.
I'm like, I did it. So I send a Snapchat of me holding up the spinner, and I spin it. I'm like, I did it. Fuck.
Yeah.
I sent that to you. And then you sent one back of you just sitting there, like, with this sort of judgmental face, and then you lift your spinner that you also bought that fucking day into the frame. And that was, like, our first communication of the day.
Yeah.
We were supposed to hang out. was that we both stupidly bought fidget spinners.
And yep.
I've never been happier with the purchase.
Because my, like, yeah, I had a complete plan to record that night, and then I went to IKEA, spent way too much time in IKEA, had, like, an angry, like, episode in IKEA because I wrote down all the, like, places I was supposed to pick up the part, like, the different parts of the bed. So it was, like, the bed frame at three different parts in three different sections of the store.
Oh, God.
And then there's the mattress.
So I think, just right now, I think you're, like, some people who listen to this podcast may have, like, Vietnam-style flashbacks about going to IKEA.
Yeah.
It's bad for some people.
I wrote down the wrong, like, size.
Oh, my God.
For the bed. Like, for the bed frame. So that's all three parts I wrote down the wrong size for. I wrote queen instead of double.
Mm-hmm.
And then for the mattress, I didn't check if they were in stock. So I had to make a decision in the warehouse part, which is the most stressful part of IKEA.
Yeah.
So I had to figure out where the bed was in the store and figure out my backup mattress. Because I remember there was two that I liked and one that I liked a little bit more. So I went with that one. So I had to try to remember which one was the other option in the warehouse, because there was no way I was going back to the showroom.
I should have told you that you're just fucking with people right now, because this has got to be driving some people insane.
Yeah. Oh, it was the worst.
Like, some people, you talk about, I think I'm stealing this a little bit from Please Like Me, but you talk about the dentist.
Yeah.
And they start thinking about all the horrible
things. Oh, yeah.
The dentist, right? You start talking about your fucking, you know, your PTSD from going to IKEA, and you're going to set off some other people's.
Oh, it was the worst. And then on the way home, man, we stopped at a dollar store because I wanted to get thumbtacks to put up all my posters, because I was like, I'm just going to get my room set up today, have it all set up.
You did a good job.
Oh, thanks.
I really love it in here.
And then I was paying for the thumbtacks, and I saw the fidget spinner behind the counter, and I was like, and one fidget spinner, please.
Is that what it...
And I was with the roommates, I'm like, you're getting a fidget spinner? Yes, I guess I am.
Wow, alright, well, I'm really proud of that. I'm proud that you weren't, your Trevor-ness hadn't receded at all, because you are now hanging out with this group of spooked fuckheads.
Yeah.
I'm glad that you were able to retain some Trevor-ness. Do a shitty thing despite knowing well, because for me, it was like, I'm going to be judged. So I had the whole walk home to, like, come to terms.
Yeah.
And to fall in love with the spinner itself, right? Which I did.
Yeah.
And I've since given that one to Jody.
Oh, nice, yeah.
I told her this last night, but, like, I was looking at the spinners.
Yeah.
And my favorite color is blue, but I kind of thought I might enjoy a green one.
Yeah.
The most. Like, the look of a green spinner spinning.
Yeah.
I thought that might be even better for me than blue. Even though I like blue the most.
Yeah.
I think green would look better. So I was, like, looking at a green one, and then last second, I just grabbed yellow, because yellow is Jody's favorite color.
Oh, okay.
And
yeah.
When I got home, I told her, I'm like, I even bought yellow because I wanted you to accept my choice. But if I'm being entirely honest, when I bought that fidget spinner, I knew the second he's like, just spin it. That's the only way you can tell if they're good or not.
Yeah.
I knew in that split second, when I spun it, that this was a new thing for me.
Yeah.
That was not going to be the last one I buy. Nor was it going to be the one that I really cared about.
Yeah.
I'm going to get some good shit.
Yeah.
You know? So I actually bought it for her.
Yeah.
Knowing that I was going to just, like, make her play with it a few times to the point where, like, you know, the show's still going and, like, you've been holding that thing for 15 minutes.
Yeah.
You know? And then eventually I'm like, it's yours. Just keep it.
Yeah.
Needless to say, she fell in love with it in 10 seconds.
Yeah. Well, it's like everybody at the party the other night. Like,
at two parties.
Yeah.
I went to a second
one. Oh, really?
It was the same.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because everyone was like, what? Fidget spinners? I don't go with the big deals. And we both, like, made people try it.
Yeah, exactly.
And, like, Cody's friend, Erin, she just spun it the rest of the night. Like, she just had mine the rest of the night and was spinning it. I'm like, I'm just going to let you play with that.
Yeah.
And she just, the rest of the night she was using it.
I wonder if this is right now getting under anyone's skin, because they must fucking hate him.
There
are people out there who fuck
him. Oh, yeah. Any kind of trend things or anything like that. Like, if something's really popular, like, there's people who will automatically hate that because they don't want to, like, they don't want to be embarrassed later that they got, like, bought into a trend.
Yeah,
but exactly. I'm okay with it. I'm okay with buying.
Well said, though. Yeah. By the way, well said. That's exactly why people do that. That's, like, exactly why I mostly hate trends. Like, in the
but it was the same with Pokemon Go. Like, there was that number of people who just wouldn't.
So fucking dumb.
Yeah.
It isn't.
Yeah, it's just kind of a fun game.
It's fun for now.
Yeah.
And then we had our fun.
If you don't want to play it eventually, that's fine too. Yeah.
we're talking about the positives of fidget spinners, right?
Yeah.
So we're talking about them from the, like, I kind of get it side.
Yeah.
I'm going to talk about Pokemon Go from that side, too, because, like, me and Jody went out and had, like, Pokemon Go, like, not dates, but, like, that's what we did for 2 hours.
It was like that one night you and I were out after rehearsals. And we're walking along, and these guys were walking with their phones, and we just told them it was only Pidgeos back there, so don't even worry about it. And they're like, okay, thanks. And they, like, what? Like, we'd talk to random strangers.
Exactly. Because, yeah. And there were more people out in the world.
Was there any other trendy things like that you just jumped into, or the opposite, that you just refused to?
I think there's a lot that I refuse to.
Yeah.
But I mean, fidget spinners is me returning to that in a big way.
Yeah.
Because I have purchased two.
Yeah.
And I gave Jody the first one, and I've actually given you this one because it's better than yours.
Yeah.
But I'm gonna hold on to it till I get myself one. Because I am at this point reaching for the other pocket. And let me explain to the listener what that means. Is, I.
And also maybe one of your co-hosts.
Who? All right. What I mean by I'm reaching for the other pocket, and I made that phrase up, so I don't feel bad for anything.
Okay. Yeah.
Is I normally reach over to my left, and the reason I would do that is because that's where my phone is. And
yeah.
Every, you know, if 3 whole minutes had passed, I'm like, fuck! You know, I need to check it. And when I got the fidget spinner, it starts going to my right pocket.
Yeah.
And I notice myself in those moments where, like, I don't know if you totally notice this, but it's almost like, you take a deep breath because you're like, I need to.
Yeah.
I have this sudden oh, fuck.
Yeah.
You know? There may be a new thing. There may be something to check. And something that's updated. Something new.
Yeah.
There may have been a buzz that I didn't notice. Holy shit. And I need to check. That's been replaced a little bit with, like, reaching for the spinner.
Yeah.
That's happened to me.
Oh, exactly. Like, yeah. I usually play some sort of dumb game if I'm watching a TV show on my phone. Like, I'll just sit there playing some sort of.
I know
of,
a good one, by the way, I should tell you about.
Oh, nice.
A phone game? Yeah. But go on.
But yeah, but I'll, like. But now I just play with my fidget spinner and actually, like, watch the show.
Yeah. That's, dude, it's so good for that reason. And I actually, unfortunately, have explained this in my other podcast very recently.
Yeah.
Because I got it on Monday and I was recording on Tuesday. Yeah. So, I don't want to say all the same things and be a huge crossover asshole.
I don't think people listen to both.
Yeah.
That sounds going to be so annoying to edit out.
They kissed again.
They kissed again.
So I've, like, found myself, like, just, like, holding it in my hand and, like, moving it around and feeling centrifugal force in, like, the muscles of my forearm.
Yeah.
Is so centering.
Yeah.
Like, it addresses the need that I have to have an app that gives me news about blank.
Yeah.
I need a new thing happening. I need something to focus on for a second. Yeah. More so than, like, I read 75 articles about, like, MMA fighting a day.
Yeah.
And I learn, like, one thing that I probably forget. Like, it's useless information. And I would challenge any of our listeners to, you know, question their own media.
Yeah.
Like, when you listen to something or read about something or, you know, spend 5 minutes on your phone doing blank, do you remember the thing that you did?
Yeah.
Like, does it stick with you in any way? Not that fidget spinning does, but, I mean, if that's what's going on in your brain anyway, nothing.
Yeah.
It might as well be something that's, like, you know, helping with your hand-eye coordination.
Yeah.
And, you know.
Which is why I've always yo-yoed. Like,
You're like, you're one of the only people on earth who still yo-yos.
Yeah.
But, like, and when I say still yo-yos, means, like, didn't yo-yo for one summer in 1994.
Yeah.
So you broke your yo-yo this week. It's been a big week for you.
Yeah.
You moved, you broke your yo-yo, you got a fidget spinner.
Oh, man. Got a bed.
You got a bed?
Yeah.
You finally got the not worst bed in the world.
Yeah.
And in the not worst apartment in the world.
Yeah.
And, you still have the worst co-host in the world.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I'm working on that, though. I've been interviewing some other people. And, yeah.
And lacing my coffee with some kind of poison.
Yeah. You know, just a little bit of poison.
I can taste it. I can't place it, but I can taste it.
Yeah.
I know it's going to do something bad, but I don't know what it's going to do.
What poison tastes like almonds? Cyanide?
Almondide.
Oh, right. Almondide. Oh, that's a good poison.
Work, Sky Moon.
What are you looking at, Colin?
Colin.
Pay attention to us.
We're dancing monkeys.
Are you offended that Colin doesn't care?
Not offended. Just confused. I mean, he has so little going on in his life. I'm surprised that he wouldn't, every time a key jingles, he's not, what? All right, well, that was largely fruitless. Thank you, boys. Love you, Colin.
Hi, guys.
Love you, Colin. Say hi. That's Colin, everybody.
Oh, fuck off.